Radio Prague News.
A Czech worker who went missing in Libya after an attack on a Libyan oil field may be in the hands of Islamic State militants. The Prime Minister has appealed to Czechs not to travel to high-risk countries. And the Czech government has approved the sale of 15 light combat fighter planes to Iraq. The group of foreign workers, among them one Czech who went missing after an attack on a Libyan oil field, are being held hostage by Islamic State militants, the APA news agency reported on Monday, citing the Austrian Foreign Ministry. The Czech Foreign Ministry, which is cooperating closely with Austria on the case, has sent two envoys to the region. Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek said on Monday that by all accounts the Czech national was being held hostage but gave no further details. Both countries' governments have assembled crisis groups to deal with the situation. Meanwhile, Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka on Monday appealed to the public to take into account the international situation and respect the recommendations issued by the Czech Foreign Ministry regarding which states or areas are considered high risk. Libya is on the list of high risk states, and the Czech Foreign Ministry has advised all Czech nationals who may still be in the country to leave as soon as possible. In view of the fact that the Czech embassy in Tripoli has been temporarily closed down, Czech nationals will be unable to seek assistance there. They have been advised to turn to the Czech embassy in Cairo. The Czech government on Monday approved the sale of 15 of the army's surplus light combat fighter planes to Iraq for the price of 750 million crowns. The L-159 planes are to be delivered within 2 to 3 years. In line with Czech law, the deal is to be conducted via Aerovodochody, the company which produced the planes. The Czech government acquired 72 of these planes from Aerovodochody back in 1997, when the Czech Republic was not yet part of NATO, and army strategists believed a strong air force would be necessary. However, the military put to use only 25 of the planes and had to mothball the remaining aircraft. Another 14 planes were sold to the American firm Draken International for training purposes last year. The Czech judiciary performs at the EU average but should be more efficient in implementing computer and data systems, European Justice Commissioner Věra Jourová said on Monday, reporting on the outcome of a comparative study of EU member states. The commissioner said that while the speed at which individual member states dealt with court cases varied, they all had a gender problem in the judiciary, with fewer women serving as judges in high-instance courts. The survey revealed that while a court case in Luxembourg takes on average 53 days, in the Czech Republic it takes 187 days, and in Malta it drags for an average 750 days. The flu epidemic, which killed 41 people in the Czech Republic this year, is reported to be over. According to the health authorities, the number of infected patients is well below the threshold of an epidemic in all regions. Hospitals and old people's homes have lifted bans on visiting, and the regional health authorities will stop issuing regular updates on the number of infected. Doctors say this year's flu strain was particularly aggressive, and vaccination proved only partially effective. The Paul Simon and Sting concert at Prague's O2 Arena, scheduled for March 14th, has been postponed, the agency Live Nation announced on Monday. According to the organizer, Sting is reported to be confined to his home in New York with a bad flu. The concert in Krakow, scheduled for this week, has also had to be postponed. Fans have been advised to hold on to their tickets until new concert dates have been set. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Tuesday is expected to be bright and sunny, with day temperatures is reaching 14 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.